Mr. Belafonte. It's Mayo. Mayo. Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, guys. I think I would call Camden Kozel a chisel jaw.
Chisel jaw.
That's what Superman
does. He have
has.
A cleft chin?
No, I don't think he does.
I don't remember seeing that.
Somebody says Camden chews his gum harder than anybody I've ever seen. Maybe that's why his jaws are that way.
Maybe.
He does square jaw. Maybe that's it. Square jaw.
Square jaw.
Chiseled jaw. Yeah.
I've had lock jaw.
How are you, Melinda? How is life? How is the retirement going?
Life is great. I mean, everybody said you'll wonder how I ever had time to work because you get busy doing other things. So I'm really doing a lot of fun things. Staying up, you know, till past 9 o'clock is a treat in itself. So it's been great so far. And welcome back. By the way, how'd you like your trip?
It was great. Roger and I both, you know, got a little bit of culture and education. I probably more than Roger just because there's so much history in Europe. And it was really fun. I learned a lot. I thought it was great to see some parts of the world that remind me we're early. We're babies over here in the United States compared to the rest of the world. And it's always amazing to me to see what the Romans did. You know, and then these Brits, you know, how long a history they have with the kings and the queens and all the things. Yeah,
I mean, especially when you think about, you know, I mean, why we're so closely related to them because of, you know, where our founding fathers came from, our country started in only 250 years.
I know, baby stuff.
It's baby
crap. I mean, really is. I mean, baby stuff compared to, you know, Westminster Abbey, Melinda, 1,000 years old. I mean, they've had enough kings and queens to come through there and just, I mean, it's almost overwhelming to see all the buried people they have there and how many centuries, like, oh my gosh, we've only been around 250 years. These folks have been over here. That's just there. That's what I'm talking about, going to Rome and Italy and all that. By the way, I think we got JM on the line. JM, good morning.
What's up, guys?
Are you on the bus?
I am.
Where are you headed?
So forgive me for the connection if it's not worth a flip.
Sounds good.
Okay, good. We're headed to Myrtle Beach.
Oh boy, that's a haul.
Yeah, it's a long way. So
and then you try to come back to Arkansas and play Saturday night.
Right, yeah, exactly. Not the greatest routing of all time. but anyway.
Melinda, I sound like Justin, I'm sure you didn't get a chance to hear. Melinda, did you hear any of Cal or Camden?
Yes, I did. I'm like you. Well, I heard both of them. I heard both, and so I'm like you. I could listen to Coach Cal forever because you just never know what he's going to say next. And with Joe Klein on, so he can rib at him a little bit, makes it even better, doesn't it?
Yeah, he is. He's just he's always a treat to. And I love the fact he goes, you know, we got to go to the people, man. I mean, he's doing kids camps. This aren't his players. He's going and getting a picture with every one of those 600 kids. And then he talks to every one of them. Man, at this point in his career, he doesn't have to do that. Usually you let your assistants do that. But I give him credit.
This is where you were. I thought you were going to ask him like you did the Bellamy brothers. Cal, are you doing it for the money?
True. But like I said, we'll post all those interviews. Melinda, you know, talking about summertime, and boy, the Brits were just melting. They didn't know what to do with 87 degrees or whatever it was. And I was like, man, you guys, you're babies when it comes to dealing with hot weather.
Yeah, exactly. You get no ice in your Diet Coke. I was over there last spring, rather. And I agree what you said. We went into bars that had signs that said established in 1516 or so. You know, I'm like, this bar has been here since the 1500s.
I mean, it's
just so crazy. And then the other part that I didn't really think about is how the war was fought in the cities. Like in London, there's an intersection where they just left a lot of the debris in the middle, I guess, as a reminder, you know. And I thought they actually fought the war, like, in the cities.
Yeah.
It wasn't just out in the countryside. Right. So it really is eye-opening. But you're right. I mean, a lot of I went with my church choir last spring. And a lot of our hotel rooms didn't have air conditioning. So, you know, and it does get hot there.
Yeah. Well, this is Justin Moore's favorite time of the year in Arkansas. It's starting its hurricane season. It's going to be starting to get humid over here. Anything we need to be looking for in the next week or two, or what?
Yeah, so we kind of had an early introduction to summer just over this past weekend, and early this week, we got up into the 90s for a day or two. I think that's gone for a little bit. It looks like mostly the 80s. And yesterday, today, and tomorrow, it's actually a little lower humidity, so it felt pretty good outside. I think we're getting down to the 60s for morning temperatures. Well, a little humidity and some rain chances do come back this weekend. So today, really nice, 84 degrees. I think there could be a couple showers, thunder showers over in western Arkansas mostly today. Not much of a rain chance tomorrow. Still looks good, but those rain chances start to come back some this weekend. And by Sunday, Monday, I think we're looking back at like 50, 60% chances of rain and humidity too. Probably going to get up into the 100s next week for heat index.
Gotcha, feels like
temperatures.
I know you mentioned the Women's College World Series. So last night, for those that aren't paying attention now, it's Texas and Texas Tech. And Justin got a chance to go watch the Razorbacks. I know. It's the same two teams that were last year. And if memory is serving,
Texas is about to go back to back.
They are. They won last night. They're going to go back to back. But didn't Coach Dyfel take the Razorbacks the next to last series of the season to Austin, and we won the series, right? If I'm not mistaken, at Austin, didn't we? I'm pretty sure we did. So it just goes to show.
I'm not sure if we won the series, but I know we won a game.
Christian, would you look in the series?
We may have. Though.
Yeah, I think we did. Look that up, Christian, and see. But yeah, you know, our CEO Terry Mahan is a Tennessee fan, a big supporter. She was actually over there at the World Series, and it really looked promising for Tennessee.
Arkansas won 2-1.
2-1, okay. That's what I thought. Yeah. So again, we went toe-to-toe with, the national champion. But, Courtney Dyfel was talking, I think, with Bo yesterday. We need to get Courtney on. And just said, listen, Texas Tech's budget is $3.5 million. And it's just like, I'm sure the Arkansas is probably not even a million. Probably less than a million. It's tough to compete when you just go out and sign. I think they went out and signed one of Tennessee's best players, and they got that one girl, the pitcher, that gave her $1 million. It's just like what we're seeing in football. But you look what Courtney Dyfel's obviously done with less. But yeah, I'm like Justin, on the World Series. What about are you following Little Rock, Melinda, the Trojans?
I'm for sure following Little Rock, because technically I am. I still say ULR. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But I know Little Rock.
That's okay.
Trojans.
Yes.
And technically, I'm a Wichita girl. I went over to Arkadelphia and went to Wichita for 3 years, but ended up moving to Little Rock, and I wrapped up at ULR. So it's just good to see them. It's good for the state. It's good for the school. I read an article with the wrestling coach who you guys have on, Neil. Quite a bit.
Yeah.
This race is all of us. It gets the whole program, the whole athletic program attention. There'll be commercials running during the game about ULR. So that's just a good thing. And yeah, I know the women, it's an all Texas deal. So that's kind of hard for us to take. But this Najari Kennedy, who you mentioned, kind of making history for over $1 million twice back to back to transfer from Stanford. And she actually pitched like half of an inning or something last night.
She's good.
Pitch most of it. She's really good. So it'll be worth it just to watch her tonight, I think.
Well, Melinda, we're gonna cut short. We're running a little behind, but yeah, it's sort of weird now. The college sports season is almost over. We'll be doing talking time down at the SEC Media Days down in Tampa in a few weeks, and Roger and I don't know if we're gonna be able to get Justin there or not, but going to a NASCAR race this summer, and so we're gonna try to do some fun things. And like Melinda says, hey, I'm free now. Maybe Melinda can maybe take a trip with
us
or two.
Maybe you can do it. Yeah, I'm going to listen. I'm sporting new hair. So things
Roger's hair's growing. Yeah. Justin, you ought to see it.
I haven't worn a hat in a few days.
You know? I mean, it's growing. It's growing. It's coming up.
Is that not crazy?
It's coming up.
Is that not
looking sharp?
It is. It's looking sharp. He's still got a ways to go, but it takes time, man.
It takes
Rome.
A long time.
Rome was not built in a day.
Well, no, it wasn't, but it was 4,000 years ago.
I hope it didn't take that long.
I hope it didn't take
Melinda, thank your fine sponsor.
We sure will. Hey, don't get injured with that bathtub. Could you imagine when somebody says, what'd you do? And you'll have to say, I was pushing Roger in a bathtub.
Oh, I know.
Down a hill. That's not going to be a good story, so be careful.
I will.
Hey,
thank you.
Huge thanks to Sanders Ground Essentials for everything they've done for me. I've had people say, is your yard really as good as you say it is? And I say, just come take a look. I mean, it absolutely is. In fact, I've got to call Kyle because my shrubs are growing so fast. We're having to cut them like every 2 weeks. So I'm going to say, you know, can we back that down on the fertilizer maybe a little bit?
Because who would have ever thought that? Who would have ever thought? I noticed mine today, Melinda, or yesterday afternoon when I left the house in the early afternoon, and they are they need to be cut. But I thought, you know what? I'm kind of liking them like that right now. And maybe that's just a part of me not feeling very good going, I ain't cutting them today. Maybe that had something to do with it.
Yeah. Well, Melinda, yeah, it just means they're healthy. So give them a call, 315-9395, sandersground.com online as well.
Thanks, Melinda. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. Love you, guys.
Love you, too.
Go Hogs.